Hello, this is Robert Harris with Life Changing Ministries, and I have a confidant, a friend, a mentor with me today, Pastor Fred Boswell. He's also our clinical supervisor over at Life Changing Ministries. And so we're coming on today just to talk about some of the things that we're doing, some of the things that we have done, and some of our future goals. Right now, Pastor Boswell, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Good afternoon. I'm Fred Boswell. I am the clinical supervisor as well as an AODA counselor. And over at Life Changing Ministries, it is our goal to do just what our title says, we change lives. Part of what we do in addition to counseling is we provide assessments and treatment planning so we can see how to best help you, whether it's with just the counseling alone, or we also provide medications or anything that we can do to help one get their lives on track.
Yeah. Pastor, one of the things I would like to ask you is, if you could give us just a little bit of your background, where you come from, all the years you've been in this, and then also some of the people you've worked with over the years professionally, because Pastor, I know you've been around for a while, and your name is second to none when it comes down to counseling and clinical services.
Well, I have been in the AODA professional side of the fence for 23 years as a licensed substance abuse counselor as well as a licensed clinical supervisor.
I think one of the things we want to hear is tell us about some of your experiences as far as like with whites, with some of the other clinics that you've dealt with, and then your approach as far as delivering some of those clinical and substance abuse counseling services.
Well, first of all, I come from a background of being a drug abuser myself.
And okay.
I have been clean in excess of 20 years, of which that was the catalyst for me getting involved as a counselor. I was in White's Treatment Center in 96, and after I graduated their program, I began to go to school to become a counselor. After getting licensed, I worked at their residential program. I actually managed it for approximately 10 years. Then I managed their outpatient program. During that time, I have touched shoulders with just about everybody in the field, and from WCS to Justice Points to the judges to the all types of persons.
Yeah, I know one of the things that I've seen you do is you go to bat for the clients, you know, and a lot of our clients that come through, they have legal issues, they have family issues, and I've seen you day in and day out, night too, night in and night out as well, right, to assist these hurting individuals and helping them get back to a place where at least they can start seeing what their life really look like again. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the most important part of our services. We like to bring in a reality that's saying, hey, yeah, you done did some crazy things, you done been through, and however, it's not the end of the road. It's not the end of the road. And one of the things I do want to touch on is some of the medications that they have available, especially for this opioid epidemic. One of the medications that's new, it's been around for a while, but it's new to the scene, and it's called Sublocade. Where can you explain Sublocade a little bit for us, Pastor?
Well, Sublocade is precipitated by Suboxone, so you would be prescribed Suboxone. We would prescribe that to you for 10 days, and it will be the precipitator to getting the Sublocade shot. The Sublocade shot is actually a 30-day shot. So versus having to take a medication each day, one of the things we provide is the 30-day shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's once you contact us, you come into our office for an assessment and intake, we'll get more information on it. But it gives you a freer lifestyle to be more manageable, hold down a job, take care of family and such. Mm-hmm. So the 30-day shot has given one more freedom.
Right. And one of the things that I know is it takes out sometimes having to go into detox for those 7 days, where you can actually start this regimen right here or at home, and you don't have to go lock yourself in. It's going to give you a real opportunity to start getting your life back on track, if I'm correct.
For sure. Once the body begins to go into withdrawal, then we give you the Suboxone, which is used to treat withdrawals and cravings. We would give you that, and then you would take that for a week or so before receiving the shot.
Okay. It was the other thing, too, is we got a lot of clients on methadone, and they've been coming to us to get off of methadone through the Sublocade and then Suboxone along with the treatment.
Correct.
Yeah. And that to me is huge. I've always been I have not been a big fan of methadone, because methadone in a lot of ways it seems that it gets you more higher sometimes than the drugs do. The heroin or whatever other opioid that you may be taking. So with this particular drug, the Sublocade, and from our experiences and the people that's been on them, how they been doing fast?
They've been doing quite well. Unlike getting off of methadone, you would have to initially have a period of total abstinence.
Right.
With Sublocade, we're able to treat you with the Suboxone before getting the shot versus having to go through a period of 7 to 10 days total abstinence, of which we lost a lot of people at that time.
Right,
but with
right.
the Sublocade, we're able to keep you engaged and give a person more freedom versus having to go to the clinic daily to dose.
Right, right. And also their attitude. On the shot, I know in our clinic, we have nothing but positive feedback regarding the clients that are on Sublocade. You know, I know that some of our administration, they talk about how they come in, how they look so different, they're talking different, they're more optimistic about the treatment. And then once again, one of the main things that we do at our center is we invite you in.
For sure.
Versus threatening you or hanging something over your head or making it seem as if, you know, we're actually more happy to see you than sometimes you is to see us, because we see people coming to get their lives back together.
Absolutely. And let me vouch for Robert Harris here. I'm Cindy. I produce the radio show. I sent someone to you a couple years ago, and I think even though this person had trouble staying with the program because she just didn't want to, she didn't want to get help yet. But a lot of what you said to her when she went in has kept her, I believe, alive.
Yeah.
Because you guys, you don't sugarcoat it, Robert.
No.
You've walked the walk.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you are not talking out of both sides of your mouth. Both of you have actually come out of that lifestyle and have that passion to help people.
Yeah.
And I can attest to this with Robert Harris. This is the real deal.
Yeah.
You really are.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the things is we have a lot of folks that they get introduced to drugs. You know, the thing is with us, we actually were, this was what was happening on our front porch.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't like, you know, somebody came up and said, hey, you want to try this out? No, we knew about it. And we had years and years of experience on how to deal with it. And sometimes dealing with it meant that we need to go into detox. Or we had to find the right people that could help us see where we wanted to go. I think that's what the difference is at our clinic. When you come in, you're coming into a family. You're coming in to Pastor Boswell. He's not finna just be, he's not going to be the pastor. He's going to be your brother first, and just like me. Even though I do have some professionalism, yeah, I got a little information, and I done did a couple things. When it's all said and done, though, I know exactly where I come from. I know I'm blessed. And I know the only way we really and truly are going to be able to defeat this is if we do it from a spiritual aspect. We got to have it. We got to have it. You got to have the Lord. That's the only way. You know, there's a lot of people talk about, oh, I'm going to get it together. First, let me get it together. Then I'm going to go to the Lord. Thing is, but you need the Lord to get it together.
Okay.
am I correct, Pastor?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So what we're doing, we're opening up a second location now over on the south side. And it's a gigantic need on the south side. You know, we got some doctors that I'm familiar with. I even talked about a couple throughout the years and doing these shows. And, you know, they're out there prescribing these addiction type of medications, but the people ain't got nowhere to go to get the treatment. You know, and it's a flood of, how would you say, hurting people.
I would say a flood of hopelessness.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
And I think that's one of the reasons why you guys are on Joy, because you are offering a Christian perspective.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. You know, another thing, too, is like, I know there's a lot of people that's going to be hearing this show that, and when I say a lot of people, I mean mothers. I mean fathers, I mean aunties, uncles, brothers and sisters that has somebody close to them going through and they don't have a clue on how to really help them, you know. And in a lot of ways, they're enabling. You know, they think that, oh, let me give them this $50 pastor. You can attest to that. How many times that they come in and they, you know, they want a bone.
All the time.
You know what I mean? We want to get you some life, you know. And the people that's hearing these shows right now, you got some help. You got some real assistance. We want you guys to give us a call. We're going to do whatever we can to assist you and really helping the person that you're calling about.
How about this would be a good time to give me your phone number?
Oh, yeah. Well, what I want to do, I want to give you the office number where you could call and set up an appointment immediately. We also do walk-ins, but the phone number is 414-269-9660. And I'm the kind of guy like this. I believe in, if you're really trying to help someone or do something with someone, what's your number? You know, so my number, my personal number is 414-399-3979. 414-399-3979. And Pastor, that's something I always loved about you. I never had no other number but your cell phone number that I could call you directly.
Correct. And my phone number is 414-552-5625. And I'm available pretty much 24 hours a day.
Yeah,
I keep my phone on at night. I already know that there's sometimes crisis, so we're available to that. And I'm excited to be a part of Life Changing Ministries. And since I've been there, we've done nothing but help change lives.
So. Yeah, yeah. Seriously, too.
For sure.
Yeah, in so many different ways. I got to say, I'm extremely excited about where we're going, what we're doing. And Pastor Boswell is a man that helped me, you know. So just for the record, I got the real deal in here, you guys.
All right.
You know, I'm telling you, I remember going to group and seeing you man the group, and I was be listening. And I would listen, though. That's another thing, too. It wasn't no just blowout. I had to listen because everything that came out of your mouth was the truth, because it was some of the same things I was doing at
sure.
that time. And you had it down packed. You didn't sugarcoat it. And you brought it in a way where I was like, wow, thank you, Lord. This Amen. Is what I need at this time of my life. And I'm so glad. And, Pastor, you know, just for the record, I do want to put out this on how we came about doing this together. I'm telling you, the Lord said to me, he said, go get Pastor Boswell. And I said, where you at, Lord? And sure enough, I'm driving down the street, and boom, there you go.
Sitting in the yard.
Sitting in the yard. Hey, Pastor, I'm talking about, I didn't know where you live, none of that stuff. Amen. And the Lord led me right to you. And you've been with me ever since, and I appreciate you so much, even from the way back when and the counseling, and then up until this day with everything that you do for Life Changing Ministries and the people that's coming through Life Changing Ministries. We have a sizable clinic today. And that's why we're expanding over to the South Side. Like I said, the South Side is in dire need of some real people that's going to help the folks that are going into those doctor offices over there, getting Suboxone and getting the Sublocade. Because the doctors, you know, please don't get me wrong, I don't want to take anything away from the medical field. However, when it comes down to counseling, when it comes down to dealing with a drug addict, it's a whole different ballgame.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah. We need what we're doing today, you better believe. And we're opening doors to new counselors. If you need some real assistance and you serious about helping folks and you want to get out here and you want to be a part of this, let's say you want to be a, how would we call it? I don't want to call it a solution. I don't want to say solution, but you can be a real benefit to the folks that's hurting out of here. And then, like I said, it's a lot of folks out there that's going to be hearing this show that I know you're trying to figure out how to help your son, how to help your daughter, how to help your nephew or niece. You know, I know, and you're going through and you're lost. Well, guess what? We got some answers for you. Amen. Give us a call, and I guarantee you, if nothing else, you're going to have some real information on how to deal with your son, and you're going to have a place to send them, and you can come as well. We do family counseling. We do it all. That's another thing, Pastor. When we deal with a client, we actually dealing with the whole family anyway.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to, because it's going to take that. It's going to take that, especially when somebody coming through. I know when I was getting my head together and I was getting myself back on track and dealing with my family, you know, they had to also go through a process as well.
For sure.
You know, I mean, I can't tell you how many times they looked at me out the corner of their eye, right, trying to figure out when I come to the door, they want to know who was at the door. Is this Frank or is it Rob?
Okay.
Which one is it, my brother or is it that other dude? You know? Right. And so we really want to reach out to you guys.
For sure.
That are dealing with this. You know, you got a daughter that you don't understand why she won't stop using. And you don't know what to do. And she probably done been in treatment 5 or 6 or 7 times. You know, that's who we want to deal with. You know, I mean, Pastor, ever since I've been knowing you, I ain't seen you deal with nothing but the hardcore.
Hardcore. Well, we understand that there are different rates of recovery, different degrees of sickness, and we meet you right where you are, and whatever you bring to the table, that's what we're able to treat. And our experience as staff, we've been through that before, so we're able to see how to best serve the need, yeah, of those people that come to us. On top of all that, we live the life that we teach about and the, yeah, life that we preach about. And I think when people come to us, they really see the genuineness. They really see how caring and,
yeah,
that we're going to be with you until you get this thing on track,
yeah,
as much as you would allow us to do so. Life Changing Ministries, it is very unique in that aspect that,
yeah,
we go the extra mile. And,
yeah, yeah,
again, I mentioned before about Life Changing Ministries being, it's the name of the company. It's also what we do.
It's
more
what we
than
do.
Just words. We change,
right,
lives, and we have many testimonies,
yeah,
of people and their families that,
yeah,
can testify that I got my life on track. And then if a dad comes, he'll come back and bring his son or his family.
I'm, yeah,
seeing that we have generations within the same family
that
come for treated, for,
yeah,
sure.
We got brothers and sisters. I think we got a mama and daughter,
daddy,
couple. You know,
sons,
I think, come on.
Okay, for sure.
So. And that's the thing, though. You know, we don't want you to come in and be looked at as a number or, you know. I know what was tough. You could go to some places and they treat you like you're a dope fiend.
For sure.
You know, versus treating you like a human being that got some dope fiend stuff going on that need to be dealt with. And we are the people who've been there. That makes so much a difference when you can come and get a roadmap from a person that's been down the same roads you own, you know, and then it came through it. The same obstacles that you're going to be dealing with, we have to deal with those obstacles too.
For sure.
You know, getting back with our loved ones, reestablishing relationships, getting a job, getting back into the workforce. I mean, it's so many things that has to be done. And the great part about it, though, is having somebody that done it.
For sure.
You know, and most importantly, been led by the Lord to do it.
Amen.
You know, and empowered by the Lord. I know where my strength comes from, you know, and I know why I'm here. I'm here because of grace and mercy.
Okay. Amen.
That's it. That's all. You know, it ain't no secret. Go ahead, Pastor. Right.
No, I was just going to say, and then our networks,
yeah.
People that we work with, whether you need a GED, whether you need an identification, whether you need some work boots, we work with different agencies and people that we can refer you to that are trustworthy, that have the same mindset and Christian values that we have at Life Changing Ministry.
Yeah, definitely. And that's who we're going to be previewing on this show. So, you guys get ready for all the folks, because we going to get them, because we got people on the front line out here really doing things. Don't get any kind of credit. They don't get any kind of airplay. And they getting up and fighting for you and us every day.
For sure.
And that's what we're going to have on this show. So with that, we thank you. And
Robert, one more time, give everybody your phone number.
Okay. Yeah, and before we leave, let me give you our contact information once again. The office number is 414-269-9660. 414-269-9660. My number is 414-399-3979. 414-399-3979. And the pastor?
414-552-5625. Again, 414-552-5625. We're located at 1134 West North Avenue on the second floor. You just go up the elevator, get off the elevator. We're right there. Our receptions will greet you. And we look forward to hearing from some of you out there for Life Changing Ministries.